Arizona's news station. KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
38 degrees and raining.
Welcome to Arizona.
We just want all of our Canadian friends to feel at home.
Welcome.
This is like what Canada is a lot.
Canada, right? Huh?
And snow. We were just talking about this, and I do think it's important to point out, if you think it'd be a fun day to put the whole fam damily in the back of the sedan and drive up the 17 towards Flagstaff to, quote, see snow, the only warning I want to give you is that some of the freeways are closed. The 40 freeway, for example, outside of Kingman is closed, and other freeways are closing down because of snow. You're going to see snow, but you're going to see it locked inside of a car sitting on a freeway.
And that's not just today. We've even talked to ABC 15 meteorologist Iris Hermosillo that tomorrow driving conditions are going to be bad as well.
Okay.
So don't take a half day tomorrow either.
Be smart about it. How's that? Be smart about it. This is something, I think there's a confirmation bias argument about this, but is your cell phone spying on you? Is it listening to you? I mean, like right now, you're having a conversation with your bestie about, you know what? It's snowing. We need new Uggs. I don't know if that's a conversation people actually have, but I'm going to assume that it is. We need new Uggs.
Boots.
Those are the boots, right? With the fur. Right. And
the whole world was looking at
all her. Of a sudden, you log on to the Facebook or the Instagram or the Twitter machine or the Google, and you see ads for UGG boots.
Like, how did that happen?
Is your phone spying on you?
Well, you know what? I think it is.
Okay.
I honestly do think it is.
That's a yes.
And Representative Kelly Townsend out of Mesa thinks so as well.
She thinks your phone's spying on you.
And there aren't a lot of things that I agree with Representative Townsend on. We seem to see things from a different light. It's a little controversial. But this one, I gotta say, I agree with her. She has proposed a bill. It's House Bill 2524. And what it would do would be make it law here in our state for consumers to be told when software has access to their camera or their microphone.
People don't know that at any time that your phone is on, and sometimes with the backup battery, your camera can be turned on and your microphone can be turned on, and you can be watched or listened to determine what your interests are. And I think that we need to know that when we agree to these things, that that's what's happening.
She told colleagues about a situation. She was having a conversation with her son.
Got it.
And they were talking about how his uncle used a CPAP machine.
One of those breathing.
Like sleep apnea, those type of things.
Okay, got it. Breathing machine. Yeah.
And then the next day, she started getting ads for CPAP machines. She also talked about another incident where she was having a conversation in Spanish with someone about tamales around Christmas time. Oh, they're delicious. Oh, they're so good, right?
Yeah.
And she said for the next week, all of her ads were in Spanish. And she claims that she didn't Google either one of these things.
Okay.
And I just say, it's happened to me.
Really?
Yes, it has. So a couple years ago, my husband and I were talking about going on a cruise, right, for our 10-year anniversary. We're just talking about it because we were going to travel for the 10-year anniversary, do something, go somewhere. And we're kicking around some ideas. Just talking about potentially going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, and for like a week thereafter, I hadn't Googled anything. I wasn't on like Norwegian or Princess or Celebrity Cruise, nothing. I started getting all of these ads. All of these ads about cruising. And I'm like, what the heck? I know I'm not alone here, folks. I know that others out there are like me, and you haven't typed anything into anywhere.
You say that.
And you start, you don't believe me?
Yeah.
You don't believe me that I didn't do that.
No, I think that maybe you don't realize sometimes the digital footprint you leave behind.
You don't think I know whether or not I typed
because
something in somewhere?
You know, whether you know it or not, and we know this, like Google, for example, if you have a Gmail account, most email accounts are this way, that incoming and outgoing emails are, I'm going to use the term scrubbed, that they are that the companies know keywords that are in them. You don't just have to go to Google and type in, I want to do this. It can be anything that touches technology in that way, and that now becomes a new data point.
So I have an iPhone, not an Android. I don't have a Gmail account, and I never Googled cruising. Explain to me why those started showing up in my TV.
I think a lot of this is like when you buy a new car, you go out and you get a car. All of a sudden, you start to notice everybody else at the intersection has the same car as you do. The same amount of cars were there before. You just didn't
notice. So you're
claiming
that I didn't see the cruising
apps. You didn't know because you weren't thinking about cruises. You didn't care about cruises.
You're calling me a liar. I'm not lying. This is exactly what I did. And I know I'm not alone.
Every day thrown your direction. And the ones that resonate with you are ones that you care about.
How come I never saw these ads before?
You weren't looking for them.
Oh, come on, man. You are on another planet.
You think your phone is spying on you and listening into your words.
You don't think so?
No.
You don't think that your Alexis is listening to you?
Alexa?
Alexa, thank you. I don't have one.
Alexa, play KTAR.
See? I mean, like, I know you said the trigger word, but there's even been evidence that police have gone back and listened to the audio that was collected prior to the trigger word that Alexa has recorded. It's listening to you. I don't have to change the tinfoil. I know this happened, and I know I'm not alone. 602-200-2733. We want to hear your stories about this. Are you like me? Did you just talk about something somewhere with your phone near you or something? And then all of a sudden, you started getting ads for whatever it is that you were talking about? 602-200-2733. We want to hear from you on the open mic line.
Of course people are going to say it, but they're not going to
pay attention.
You're
calling us all liars.
Yeah, of course you are.
No, why am I lying about this?
You are not aware of, and you do not notice the things that you did that triggered that.
Are you serious?
There are millions of data points for you, specifically, that these data mining companies have. Millions of data points. And it doesn't take much for them to start, I use the term pushing you, ads or posts or whatever. And that there's no way that it's based on the fact that your cell phone was sitting in the room and overheard you talking
bull.
About it.
Yeah. Bull. I call bull on that, because there is actually another pending patent application for Facebook. And the patent would allow them to use the camera, monitor your facial expressions as you look at ads to know whether or not you like what you're seeing and give you more of that. And there are
ways engaging in commerce in some way.
Yeah, but they're monitoring you. And there are a lot of times that you're being monitored that you're unaware of.
They do that at supermarkets. They have these things where they try to figure out where you look on the shelves, and that they move products around on shelves because they have cameras looking at
you. I don't know the practicality of what Representative Townsend is proposing, but, you know, because you're looking at software that companies are making. It's designed for national and international use. And if you're downloading it in Arizona, I don't know how you enforce it. So I think that there's a practicality issue.
How could you be unique in Arizona?
But I don't think that there's an issue in what she's claiming happened to her, because it happened to me. And did it happen to you? 602-200-2733.
So the governor of Virginia, hey, remember way in the way back machine when the governor of Virginia wore blackface? How many, was that 3 weeks ago? Seems like a lifetime ago.
Yeah, right.
But USA Today went and looked at yearbook photos all over the country, going back, and found amazingly a hell of a lot of number of pictures of people wearing blackface or things that today would be described as decidedly racist, including U of A and ASU yearbooks. We're going to tell you that story.
Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Was dressing in blackface, wearing Klan hoods, a thing? A thing to the point that yearbooks as recent as 1989 had them in them? Well, by the way, let me ruin the story for you. Yes, apparently. The story is, yes, this all comes from a review of pictures and things found in college yearbooks.
Yeah, college yearbooks have kind of been the focus of this since the governor of Virginia appeared in his medical yearbook in blackface, and then the AG in Virginia was in blackface.
Maybe I did also.
Right, exactly. Right. So we've had this conversation at length, and you know, I've made the argument that while it wasn't common practice, it was a heck of a lot more common in the 80s than it is today.
Okay.
I think society has changed. I think the disgust and the understanding of just how offensive that is, it's something that we're more aware of today. We're more sensitive today than we were in the 80s. And, well, I've got some evidence to back it up, because we've got the USA Today coming out with one of their main stories. They went and they did a deep dive on college yearbooks during the 80s to see if there were other instances of people appearing in blackface. And they didn't have to go too far to find some, Bruce.
All right.
They reviewed 38 yearbooks.
Got it.
Thousands of pictures.
Thousands.
And what they found is in 1980 and in 1986, your alma mater, University of Arizona,
Bear Down,
had pictures of people in blackface. And my alma mater, Arizona State University's yearbook in 1989, did as well. Now, the ASU photo was a Halloween photo, and it was two people. They had black makeup on, and they were dressed up as Mike Tyson and Robin Givens. The U of A photo had students that were dressed up like the village people, and one of the members was in blackface, and the other picture really didn't have any context to it. And I find it interesting that as the USA Today decided to do this deep dive, along with the Arizona Republic here in town, as they do this, they find out that Nicole Carroll, who was the editor at the Arizona Republic and is now the editor-in-chief of the USA Today, well, she was the editor-in-chief of the yearbook at ASU when they published that photo in 1989.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to one up you, by the way. Can we give a shout-out, because he's listening right now? Attorney General Mark Brnovich.
Ah, hello, sir.
Because I'm going to tweet it right now. They found General Brnovich's ASU yearbook page. Now, credit to him. At no time in this is he in
blackface.
Look at
that guy. How nice.
Not only was he a handsome devil, but
not in blackface.
He sent it to me. Goes. The only thing they found was me with this horrific gold chain. With the gold chain on, though.
Look at that.
He had the gold chain for yearbook day. Yes. Way to go. That is a riot. Yeah. He tweeted me this and said, all they found was an embarrassing gold chain of me. So I
retweeted. You can withstand that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing problematic about that.
No.
But there have been problems for other AGs.
Yeah. Well, and again, I'm... Is this just a changing norm?
What do you mean? Because you've made the argument that in the 80s this wasn't common.
I don't remember people dressing in blackface in the 80s. Well, I thought we had got in the 80s.
Yeah.
We realized this is not cool anymore.
Well, you know what? It wasn't cool, but I think that there was a different understanding of it in the 80s than there is now. I mean, I guess my thing is, what are we going to be sensitive to, and I'm not saying that in a derogatory way, but what are we going to be more sensitive to 20, 30 years from now that people are doing today?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and there are pictures in yearbooks. I mean, is it going to be like guys dressing up as girls? Okay. How many guys for Halloween?
I dressed as a Powder Puff cheerleader.
Okay. So
in high school.
When they go back and they look at your
Santa Rita High School, Bear Down, Eagles.
In Tucson, mm-hmm. yearbook, and they see you dressed as
By the way, I hope there wasn't pictures of
okay.
it, but yes, there could be.
Me too. I hope there are no pictures. I can second that. But 30 years from now, would they be like, you...
I was sexist. I wasn't...
You were insulting to the transgender community.
Because I dressed as a girl.
I don't know.
Yeah,
but
I don't know.
I think that there is a concern for that.
Can I point this out, though? Can we acknowledge that there are degrees? And what I mean by that is, if you dress as a Klan member, and your buddy dresses in blackface as a black person with a noose around their neck...
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing. If you darken your face to moonwalk like Michael Jackson or to do a lip sync contest as Curtis Blow, that to me is, there are, they are different. I'm not saying one's, I'm not saying it's still good. I'm saying there's a big difference between I wanted to be more like Michael Jackson to I wanted to be more like the Klan. Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There has to be degrees in that as well. There has to be degrees in that as well.
But I think it may be shocking for people to realize that this happened probably a little bit more than you realized in the 80s.
If you want to see what Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich looked like at ASU.
Yeah. Go Devils!
Handsome Devil? Yeah. I'll give a handsome
Devil. Like yeah, that? Look at that. Like look at that. See what handsome you did there. Devil.
But that chain. Seriously. That was the height of fashion back then. You had to rock the chain on the outside of the t-shirt? Come on. Like Brnovich is going to stop being cool all of a sudden, right? No way. No way. I'm right there with you, Mark. I hear you. There's in-state tuition. There's out-of-state tuition at college. And now soon, DACA tuition? What does that mean? We're talking about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
Did you ever get to see them live? Maybe you watched them on TV a lot, but you heard Bob McClay just mention that Peter Tork, one of the members, four members of the Monkees, passed away today at the age of 77. The Monkees in and of themselves is an amazing story. It was meant as a spoof, a satire of the Beatles, you know, in a lot of ways. And then, wow, I mean, in the TV show, I mean, amazing, right?
My dad watched it all the time, so yeah, Hey, Hey, We're the Monkees. Yeah, yeah, I watched it.
And they had...
I can't believe he was 77.
77.
That was like the other thing.
They had huge hits, too. Yeah. Huge hits over the years. So Peter Tork passed
If
away.
I could step in here, those of us who were around back then and lived in the Valley back in the late 60s when the Monkees came around, when the Monkees came here for the first time and played at the Coliseum,
huge, probably, right?
You would have thought the Beatles were here.
Well, exactly. and
there was, it's hard to tell them apart at times with the type of
they
fandom.
They filmed an episode of their show here and the town just went nuts.
Yeah, but part of, I think a part of people's childhood passed away when the members of the Monkees were dying. So we know that there is in-state tuition, that if you are a high schooler and you grew up, live, been here long enough in Arizona, that you get a break on college tuition to our state universities, U of A, ASU, NAU.
Let's just look at U of A, for instance, okay? The current in-state tuition and fees for an undergrad right now is roughly $12,500.
Okay.
Now, if you're out of state...
You're coming from Southern California. Get away from daddy. You want to go to school at U of A. By the way, I know a lot of those girls.
That figure is probably around $36,000.
Is that triple?
Mm-hmm.
Will you do the math on that for me?
It's three times,
Let's go with three times more. Well, so we know there's in-state and out-of-state tuition. But what is DACA tuition?
Yeah, this is something that made its way out of the state Senate and is now heading to the House. And it's a bill that would create a third tier of tuition. You have in-state, you have out-of-state, and then you would have this third tier. And in all reality, I think it's geared towards DACA recipients or dreamers. You may remember a couple years ago, we had Prop 300, and voters right here in Arizona said that if you are not a U.S. citizen, legal resident, or without lawful immigration status, then you cannot be charged the same tuition as someone who is a resident of Arizona. So in essence, DACA recipients, dreamers, this law that we passed says you cannot get in-state tuition.
Right. You are not of status, if you will. And that put us at a bit of odds because there is, I mean, I think we can acknowledge, maybe regardless of how you think the DACA program is or what you think of it, it is a bit of a legal limbo. It's a bit of a purgatory. You're not quite here, but you're not quite there. You're somewhere in the middle. What benefits or punishments do you deserve?
Now, up until last year, DACA students did qualify for in-state tuition if they had some other residency requirements. But there was a ruling by the Arizona Supreme Court that said, yeah, you know what? Resident tuition, in-state tuition is only available to those who are in the country legally. So this bill would create something in between. Now, we don't quite know what the new rate would be.
Okay.
But it's estimated to be somewhere between in-state and out-of-state. Specifically, we're being told that it would be roughly 150% tuition.
It
would be
somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
between
the
two numbers we gave you. So the sponsor of this bill, Senator Heather Carter from Cave Creek, said it's not a special tuition for Dreamers. Look at how cleverly this
really?
Is worded. You ready?
Really?
This is her words. I'm creating a new tuition classification that is targeted to do two things. Number one, are you eligible to go to college? Number two, did you graduate from Arizona High School?
Wouldn't that be in-state? I mean, is that not the definition?
Technically,
of
that's
in-state. So we already have that. Mm. I mean, would this stand up to a court challenge? I don't think so. I don't think so. Now, granted, I don't know all the nuances of it. Your buddy, Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, might be listening right now. I'd like
to
get his thoughts on this because he got the court ruling declaring in-state tuition off limits to DACA recipients.
Right.
Now, the sticking point of this may be, Bruce, that 150% of resident tuition that the state senator is proposing would cover the actual cost of instruction and... That means there would be no state subsidies.
The state isn't losing anything on the deal.
Right. So if they're not receiving a state subsidy,
where's the harm? Who's the victim, in other words, right? Who's the aggrieved party in this? The taxpayers aren't. Again, if you're not losing money on the deal. I mean, it does strike me, and I sincerely hope, and I'm a proponent of DACA. I think it is a great step. I think we need to solidify it in law, you know, and we need to move forward with it and provide that path for these people. But stop treating them as if they were somehow criminals.
But they have a path. They can pay out-of-state tuition. It's not as though if you're a DACA or you are a Dreamer that you are not allowed to attend ASU, U of A, or NAU. You're allowed. Nobody's saying you can't go. It's just you're not a legal resident.
But
you're not a citizen.
If they did everything along the ways and they did everything they were told to do, I have a problem. And I don't even like I think they should get in-state, by the way.
Yeah,
they should get the in-state. And I hope that that's challenged enough and overturned as the DACA
program
moves
forward.
It's
not going to be overturned because you had the Arizona Supreme Court that concluded that Prop 300 means that it is only if you have to be a legal resident in order to get in-state tuition. I'm a legal resident.
But DACA recipients, as DACA moves forward and they become, quote, legal residents, not this halfway in between. It's not their fault that the way it's worded puts them halfway in between, that once we come up with a solid legal definition that they'll be eligible for in-state.
I don't know. This was something that the voter approved initiative happened in our state.
Oh, sure. This is the anti-Mexican, Mexicans out.
No, it's not.
I get what it is.
No, it's not. That's
then again,
wait,
who's the aggrieved party?
It's not. It's not as easy, and painting it with such a broad brush, I think, does a great disservice. I went to ASU. I paid out-of-state tuition for 4 years.
Because you were from Pennsylvania.
Because I'm from Pennsylvania, right. So it's not as though because you're not eligible for in-state tuition, you can't go to college. You can go. It's just you're going to pay what I paid as a legal U.S. citizen.
But you could have stayed in Pennsylvania and paid a lot less.
Actually, Penn State was about the same as out-of-state
ASU.
That's
not the only one, is it?
Those were my options.
Oh,
yeah. That's why I was going to go to Penn State or ASU. And it costs the same, in-state and out-of-state.
Speaking of laws, a new bill in Arizona might give you, maybe that little extra reason to buckle up. Are there still people that don't wear their seatbelts?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be thrown free in an accident. I think that's my best case scenario.
Really?
I'll tell you about the seatbelt law. The changes coming up. Proposed. Next up on Arizona's News Station.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News on 92.3 FM. Get some perspective. Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes.
We probably need to start by coming up with a definition or an explanation of what a primary or secondary offense is in the state of Arizona, at least if you're a law enforcement traveling around on the streets. Or in the
primary would be, hey, you're speeding.
Got it.
Pull you over for that.
75 and a 55.
Secondary would be, hey, I pull you over and I see you don't have your seatbelt on.
Which is still against the law in Arizona.
I ticket you for that. But if I'm driving past you on the 51 and I look over and I see you're not wearing your seatbelt, Bruce, I don't pull you over for that. That's not a primary infraction.
Not wearing your seatbelt.
It's a secondary. I can get after I pull you over for something else, like speeding.
Got it.
Okay?
So there is a movement afoot that would change that and allow police officers to pull you over for not wearing your seatbelt.
Yeah, we've got a state lawmaker here, Representative Bob Thorpe out of Flagstaff, who wants to change the law and make the use of seatbelts a primary offense in our state, meaning that, you know what, the police officer, trooper, deputy, whomever, could pull you over if they drive by and they see that you're not wearing your seatbelt.
Is it? I mean, I feel like we did a big campaign, you know, buckle up, click it or ticket, like all these things. I feel like the word is out, if you will. I'm unclear as to, do you have friends? Do you know people who don't wear their seatbelt?
No, I don't. I can't say that I do.
Yeah,
I can't back out of my driveway without it on.
I have a friend that doesn't wear the seatbelt.
Oh,
even when they're in my car and I'm driving. And so you get the annoying bing.
Oh,
bing.
Gosh, my car.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so annoying.
I'm like, okay, that kind of drives me a little nutty to begin with. So I'm like, you need to wear your seatbelt just because you're driving me crazy. But on a regular basis, they don't wear their seatbelt. And I literally don't understand it.
And
I don't get it.
This idea isn't so much like a revenue generator. Ooh, giving police one more opportunity to cite you and make money off of you. No, that's not what it is. Because the first offense in any 12-month period would be a warning. Okay? And then even when fines kick in, the existing law limits them to no more than $10. And that would still be the same way under this proposed legislation. So it's not so much about the fines. He says it's about saving lives.
When you look at some of the there's a survey. There's always a survey about it.
It's
a few years old. But you're looking in Arizona, and we average somewhere between in the 80% of the people wear their seatbelts. Do we really need to change the law if 80% of the people are going along with it?
But what's the harm in changing it?
The other 20% are just obviously not going to buy into this.
Well, I don't.
The idea of going through the windshield is just not a concern of theirs.
I don't see the harm in changing it. No. I honestly don't. But I do see the harm in changing something else. And
what?
Luckily, it's not in Arizona. It's
what's
in
that?
SoCal, Southern Cal. You've got a bill that's going on there right now that a state senator. He wants to add some lanes.
Oh,
all right, that's not a bad idea.
I like more lanes.
Yeah,
lanes
exactly.
Are good. More lanes, less traffic.
The I-5 and the 99, they can use a couple more lanes. But he's also proposing no speed limit.
Who is this guy? California State Senator John Morlock. Dear God, you have been sent from on high. We want to have an Autobahn in California. Let's start.
Yeah,
when does it start?
What could possibly go wrong with that?
Oh, my goodness. I would just take weekends to drive over there and drive on it.
Have you been on the Autobahn?
I've driven on the actual Autobahn in Germany.
Yeah, because I know that your mom's from Germany and you've gone over.
I was over there just a couple years ago. I drove from southern Germany all the way up to Belgium. So I drove almost the length of Germany.
Was it scary? It had to be scary.
No!
Well, you're also a race car driver, for goodness sakes.
Oh, hold on a second. Let's dispel some myths.
What?
The Autobahn doesn't have a speed limit.
Right.
That doesn't mean you have to drive as fast as the car goes.
No,
you drive as fast as you're comfortable going.
Yeah, if I go 70 on the Autobahn, okay, there's Pamela driving around.
Yeah.
And then Bruce St. James comes up behind me, and you're doing what? What did you do?
125. But the point is...
Yeah, exactly.
But the point is, they obey driving laws there, so there isn't that issue. I will take a bad German driver over the best California driver, Arizona driver every day of the week. Here's why. You can drive 70 on the Autobahn, Pamela, and you could be the slowest car on the Autobahn. You're going to do it in the right lane. You never get out of the right lane. There's no reason whatsoever you should ever get out of the right lane. The way you get a ticket, there's two ways to get a ticket.
On the Autobahn?
Yeah.
They ticket you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Driving in the left lane. Any left lane. If a car can get to your back bumper and you haven't moved over and you're driving in the left lane, you get a ticket. The only other way? Flashing your lights to get the SOB out of your way. Can't flash your headlights at them, but you can't camp in the left lanes. You can drive as slow as you want. Conversely, you drive as fast as you want. Left lanes for fast drivers, right lanes for grandmas.
What could possibly go wrong
with
the
damn laws. It's the same law now.
And so
stay out of the left lane.
If you subscribe to the Bruce St. James and Pamela Hughes Show podcast after that, you totally need to, right? Super easy. iPhone, Android, never miss a thing. It's brought to you this week by Stampede Plumbing.
Dan, just told me to. Left lane is for passing.
Yeah, I know that.
You pass on the left, yeah. Then you immediately move back to the right-hand lane when it's possible.
Totally get that,
move
Dan.
Move over to the left to pass. Yeah.
Still everybody don't need people going 120 in
Germany,
SoCal.
Germany, people actually followed that religiously.
And where on a California highway can you actually go above 60 anyway?
Oh, out there in the middle of nowhere, like between Baker's Hell and Fresno? Oh, yeah. You can, yeah, there's nothing out there. There's no reason you can't drive however quick you want. Is wearing a Klan hood with a swastika on it and ringing doorbells a crime? Is it a hate crime? It's happening in the Valley. We're going to talk about it coming up next on Arizona's News Station.